This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is an air of anticipation here in Washington with the Senate impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump on the near horizon. Opening arguments are scheduled on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Democrats continue their efforts to get Senate Republicans to accept their demands for witnesses and documents. We get a report from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The increased demands by Democrats follow one of Rudy Giuliani's indicted associates, Lev Parnas, telling House investigators that former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, was under some kind of surveillance when she was still in Kiev. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells WIBC Radio in Indianapolis,
"I've not met this guy, Lev Parnas, to the best of my knowledge. I've never encountered, never communicated with him."
He adds that the State Department will investigate the allegations.
"I suspect that much of what's been reported will ultimately prove wrong."
Documents provided by Parnas also suggest there may have been a threat to Yovanovitch shortly before she was abruptly recalled last spring. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A controversial gun rights rally is set for Monday in Richmond, Virginia, on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. There are major worries about the potential for violence, with tens of thousands of people expected to show up. Virginia's highest court has upheld a temporary ban on firearms at the rally site on the grounds of the state capitol. Pro-gun groups are upset. One can only guess the reaction among extremists. Here's AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Gun rights groups challenging an executive order issued by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam have lost their case before the Virginia Supreme Court. The gun proponents wanted to overturn an executive order issued by Northam on Wednesday, banning guns on the Capitol grounds at an annual gun rights rally next Monday. Northam cited credible threats in issuing the order and declaring a state of emergency. Concurrently, the FBI announced the arrest of six men linked to a white supremacist group known as The Base. An official told the Associated Press at least three of them were planning to attend the rally in Richmond. I'm Mike Rossia.